buy gold, they're like, oh, well, that's a really great currency. Let me get that. But if you buy goldbacks or gold eagles or silver eagles, you have 100% of the metal in your possession. My personal opinion, and obviously I'm biased because I'm with Goldback, but goldbacks are the most efficient way to spend precious metal.
How do you get change?
How do you get change with what?
For a goldback.
Well, one goldback is roughly $4. So that's why we do it that way, is because if you ever get into a barter system, you can barter for $4. Now, right now, the way it's working is if you go in with $4 and buy $2 worth of product, they give you $2 back in change. So you're getting back in dollars current.
What do we do when there's no more paper money? Is it more like a, well, I got a pocket knife. You know, I'll give you this for the $2 and change.
Yeah, I mean, if currency fails, I mean, if you look at the history of currency in the country, in just our country, there's still 3,000 local currencies that are on law books right now.
Sure.
And so
I don't mean, I promote, as you saw in my report, I provided goldbacks as the number one solution.
Right.
So I'm not degrading. I'm just questions.
And you should ask questions, because if questions aren't asked, I don't want people just to run out and buy goldbacks not thinking. People need to be critical thinkers. And that's what you're doing. You're looking at different reports and data you're finding, and you're not just trusting what the government says. You're being a critical thinker, and that's what people need to do with goldbacks as well. Is how does this work in my situation? But today, if the dollar failed today, how do you pay for gas? How do you get groceries? And a lot of people say, oh, well, I'll barter. Yeah, you can. The problem with barter is all of those things are perishable goods. If you give me a roll of toilet paper, I'm going to use that toilet paper, that I can't trade it to someone else. If I trade tomatoes to you, you're going to eat the tomatoes and you can't trade it to someone else.
Then you need the toilet paper.
What's that?
Then you need the toilet paper.
That's right. But that's why no matter what you do, there's always going to be some form of money, because you have to have a form of money that you can circulate that isn't perishable like foods or other goods that you're going to be using and slowly diminishing over time. And so goldbacks are the most efficient way to spend precious metal and retain value, so you're not getting killed by inflation.
Thumper, would you mind pulling up goldback.com? There is a real nice graphic on there, and it kind of goes through how the goldbacks were produced and how the process works. But right now, I just looked, Kevin, just before the program, the goldback right now, the one goldback is worth $3.78. And so it will also float in value, but it'll be floating on a precious metal backing rather than being floating on a fiat currency system. You know, it's going to be based on the price of metals, correct?
That's correct. And one of the things that people don't realize, your weak point in any chain is your weakest link. So if you have a house that has a huge value, how do you get the value out of your house? You sell the house, you get dollars for the house, and then you buy another house. It always goes through the gate of the dollar. Gold coins. If you want to spend the gold coin, people sell the gold coin to get dollars to spend the dollars. For a currency to function as a currency, it has to be able to circulate independent of any other currency. So when we came up with the goldback idea, the whole point was that you never have to go back into dollars. You go into Ace Hardware, you spend a gold back. Ace Hardware goes to the restaurant, spends a gold back. The restaurant owner goes to the dentist and spends a gold back. It never has to go back into dollars. And that's what you want. You don't want your limiting factor to be the dollar.
And explain how you produce these gold backs. It's basically the seniorage or the fees for putting this 24 karat gold inside of a plastic, for better of a use better term, plastic lining, is basically you've got roughly half the amount of gold that you know, that you're talking about as far as value. So your seniorage is roughly half. So of a $1 gold back worth $3.78, you've got 1/1000th of an ounce of gold in that. And that means that your gold, actual gold in that bill, is somewhere just south of $2 worth.
That's correct.
Yeah. And if you think about it, I mean, that's a very reasonable thing, because this is quite a process that you have to go through. And this is a patented process that you worked with Larry Hilton and the UPMA folks to come up with this patented system. And now it's available in how many states?
Right now, we're releasing Wyoming on the 19th of September. And when Wyoming releases, it will have, there will be an individual gold back in four states. Mm-hmm. But that's not limiting gold back to those states. Just like the state quarters, if you had a California quarter, you could spend it in Illinois.
Right.
It's still 25 cents. So if you have a Utah gold back, it's a 1/1000th of an ounce, no matter what state you're in. If you go to Florida and there's a business owner that says, yes, I'll accept gold in payment for my services, you can pay in gold backs because they're a voluntary local currency. Mm-hmm.
And if you wouldn't want to do this, it would destroy the bill, but you could actually take that note and use a butane torch or something and melt the plastic. And in the end, you'd have a little ball, a little BB of gold in the bottom of the bowl that would be, that would weigh 1/1000th of an ounce.
That's correct. But what we're doing on the 2022s, we changed the verbiage on the 2022s. If someone brought us 1,000 gold backs, because 1,000 gold backs would be 1/1000th of an ounce. On the gold back, it says that it's redeemable for its same weight in gold as an American Gold Eagle. So if someone brought me 1,000 gold backs, I'd give them a Gold Eagle, because then we're just trading an ounce for an ounce. Now, I do not recommend that, because you're paying a higher premium for a gold back than you would for a Gold Eagle. So like you mentioned, you'd be losing about half the value. But none of us, every single one of us, if we look at ourselves, our computers, our clothes, our glasses, none of us are using an item that's manufactured that has less than 100% premium. Everything else, I mean, our cars are like 30,000% premium. And nobody, or 3,000% premium, excuse me. Nobody comes to you and says, hey, I want to buy your car for its metal value. They buy the car because of the value it has on the market.
Right.
Gold backs are more valuable because they're more usable. You can go out and circulate them. And to get it into that small of a form and have it be not counterfeitable and have it be precise weights and purity, all of that costs money. The polymer costs money, the artwork costs money, the anti-counterfeiting costs money. And so for us to do this at 100% premium is an incredible feat of technology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. And incidentally, I don't know if you can see, but right below the five gold back insignia there, you can see a number, and that is every one of these bills has a unique and individual manufacturer or mintage number that goes with that bill.
Correct, a serial number.
A serial number, yeah, yeah.
And that's correct, which is one of the anti-counterfeiting features. It's the first hyper-fractional gold currency that is serialized. I mean, not even the U.S. coins, U.S. minted gold eagles and gold buffalo, not even they are serialized.
Right, right. Well, I'll tell you, I've got a few of these gold backs, and I have to tell you, this is cool because you can actually put it in your wallet. In fact, you even have a gold back wallet that people can, if they choose to get one of those, they can put different denominations of gold backs. They're all different sizes, and it's based on the amount of gold that's actually in them. And a 50 note, and I don't want to call it a $50 note because that's a misnomer. A 50 note has, I believe, 1/20th of an ounce of gold in it.
That's correct. And they're fully fungible. So if you gave me a 50, I would give you 50 ones because it's the same weight in gold. So they're interchangeable and fungible. Now, I think one of the really important things for people to consider, and this is probably, you know, and then if you have any other questions, obviously I'll answer any you have. But with premiums, why are premiums so crucial on gold coins and silver coins? Mm-hmm. Because when you sell them back, you have to go back into the dollar. And if you take them into a coin store, the coin store is a business. So they're going to give it to you at a lesser rate so they can turn around and resell it and make a profit. Now, with gold backs, if you buy a gold back today for $3.60, and then you turn around and you circulate and you spend that gold back at Ace Hardware, you get a value of $3.78. The premium is irrelevant if you're using it as a currency. You never lose the premium. You aren't buying it for $4 and then spending it for its gold value at $2, which is what coin stores do. You're not reselling these to coin stores. You're circulating it as currency. And the merchants understand the value of the gold back, and so they accept it at its average rate. So the premium is irrelevant if you're spending them.
And the idea, Kevin, of putting these gold backs into circulation, and incidentally, you're creating more gold backs all the time because they are becoming popular because they make sense for people who want to get outside of the system, where they want to have something that has value no matter what happens to the digital currency or, you know, the demise of the so-called dollar.
Yep. And so going along with what Kent said, is it Kent or Clark?
Kent.
Okay. Sorry. I know
he uses Clark Kent as his website. So.
But just like he said, if we assume the worst and they're purposely trying to crash the dollar for whatever reason, how do we protect ourselves? And anything that's electronic's at risk. If your power goes out, how do you spend a digital currency?
And people can choose to leave these on deposit. They can pick them up at your Salt Lake City area site. But they can also have these gold backs shipped to them so that they can actually take possession, correct?
Correct. And with gold back, we have, so gold back's a Utah company, and our mint and the vault are, so the vault's in Utah and the mint's out of state, but 95% of all gold backs sold are sold outside of Utah.
Wow.
And so the majority of people who purchase gold backs are taking possession. And that's what we want. We want them. So really quickly, I met with a federal emergency manager when I was in Colorado at a Be Prepared Expo. And he goes around and the government hires him to do disaster scenarios with different cities. You know, water dam breaks, there's, you know, solar flare, whatever, there's an EMP. How do you get food and water to the people in your city? And he specifically said that there were cities that they don't even go to. He mentioned two specifically that I won't name, but he said there are two cities that they don't even send him to, because if there was an emergency in those cities, everybody would be dead because they have no water. And he said the biggest problem with most cities is people wait to put a contingency plan in place after an emergency happens. Mm-hmm. So the whole point is we want as many goldbacks in circulation before the emergency as possible. Because if we wait until the dollar fails to try to circulate goldbacks, it's too late. So we need as many goldbacks across the country as possible. So when this emergency happens, and I'm agreeing with Kent, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. There will be a digital currency. And when that happens and the dollar fails, we need goldbacks across the country.
Wow. Well, that's a wealth of information. Thank you, Kevin. Kent, you've got solutions, and goldbacks are part of your solutions, but we've got 35 minutes, and I really want to give you an opportunity to talk about the way you see all solutions, and that includes bartering, that includes groups that grow produce and things like that. Thumper, can you pull down that screen? We'll go ahead and go back to the live screen.
And while you're doing that, I just have one quick thing, Dan. So sure. Obviously I didn't know about this till yesterday, so I have some other applications this afternoon. Mm-hmm. So if there are any other questions for me, I would like anybody that has them to ask them now, because I'm going to have to go in about 5 minutes.
Okay. Well, we can certainly do that. If there are any questions in chat, I think you did a great job of covering it. And I think, the product that you're talking about, obviously I've had experience with UPMA. I was one of the earlier directors at UPMA. I know Larry personally very well. We worked on a similar bill in the state of Montana with Representative Bob Wagner to try to put a sound money system in play in the state of Montana. We failed. There were too many rhinos. We couldn't get it out of committee the first year. The second term that we got it in, we ended up missing it by one or two votes of passing on to the Senate. There are people in this country who have been fighting tooth and nail to stop the precious metals movement, and this is an excellent alternative. James Turk has a, I'm sure you're familiar with James, but he was one of our mentors when we were putting the bill together. He has a depository out in the English Channel between Britain and France, and he actually has a depository out there that has gold in it, that they are doing a digital gold system so that you can literally spend just any small amount of money, and they've got a system up and working. And that is the closest thing I want to get to any kind of a digital thing. But one thing with James is he does have it 100% backed, and they have auditors literally going in every week.
Very cool. Yeah. Well, it was nice to meet all of you gentlemen. And I,
Kevin, nice to meet you. Hi. Is it, do you pronounce it Kevin?
Yeah, it's just Kevin.
Yeah.
Just a unique spelling.
K-E-V-A-N. Yep. Absolutely. And we'll see, Kevin, we'll see you in Salt Lake, because you're going to have a big presence at the Red Pill Expo. And believe me, I mean, I wouldn't be talking about your product if I didn't believe in it. I see this as being an excellent way for people to escape the matrix.
Well, thank you very much. And yes, we will have a big presence at Red Pill. So we'll see you all there.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Kent, let's talk about your solution, because you put together a really nice program of solutions, and you included Goldbacks in there. You also included something that we are working on right now that I'm learning more about it all the time. And we talked about that with David Morgan. And that is, and I'm drawing a blank right now. It's
Load.
Load. I kept wanting to say it was with a K. Load. And mm-hmm. they are going to be available in tokens that are silver and gold, and they will be at basically 100% value of the tokens. And they're putting together a whole program with that. In fact, we're going to do another show on Tuesday afternoon with Load, and they're going to be talking about how their program's coming forward.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, I'll have to tune into that one.
Definitely.
So,
and that Raytheon TV. So, sorry.
You know, they've, I'll do a screen share again. Mm-hmm. And let me go over some solutions here. So I provided, you know, since they have, you know, anybody out there that isn't aware, at my last count, there was 112 food distribution or manufacturing plants that have burned down since January of 2022.
Wow.
I actually asked a friend of mine who's a mathematician to do the odds on that. And he hasn't got back with me yet, but I'm kind of speculating it's going to be something like one in 200 million or even higher than that, you know, because it's never happened in the history of the modern world.
And we're talking some big ones when we're talking about these food manufacturing facilities. We're talking some major ones.
Well, we're talking Bolshevism 2.0 is what they've set up. And there's going to come a time here in the near future where they're going to collapse everything and they're going to shift over to this new digital currency. And unless you've taken the transhuman death jab, you're not going to get your digital currency wallet, mm-hmm. and you're not going to be able to eat. And what we need to do is make sure that we have solutions in place now, because if we don't, anybody out there that's not prepared, you're in deep trouble. So anybody out there listening, you better prepare now. Get a copy of my report. I provided food resources, so I broke this down into food resources, financial considerations, technology solutions, building local economies, and considerations for neutralizing the effects of the fake vaccine. That's really important as well. Mm-hmm. And so I've got a bunch of different PDFs here on, you know, gardening 101 to container gardening to, you know, planting guides, greenhouse manual, everything you need to know to start growing your own food. And next spring, if people don't have your own garden, you need to join a community garden. So I've got an entire section on, you know, how to start or join a community garden in case you're not in a position, you live in an apartment or something like that, you know, you can, you still have access to food. And then I started up a new platform called localfoods.market. It goes live tomorrow. It's not up live right now. We took it down to move it to a new server. But on localfoods.market, you will be able to use Goldbacks. You'll be able to pay in gold and silver. You'll be able to barter. And you'll be able to pay with R1776 digital currency. And so it's more of an Angora type of platform to where, as you know, we do, you know, there's no credit cards, there's no nothing. It's really set up for, like I just indicated, gold backs, digital currencies, bartering gold or silver. And we're partnering with the National Farmers Market Association, with the local food, home food growers associations. And so we'll have many, many thousands of different listings. And, it'll take time to get the local communities built up, but we will achieve it. So again, anybody out there, write this down, local foods, plural, localfoods.market. Then I started researching the different food resources. And I found on Corey's Digs.com, a gentleman by the name of Pete Kennedy of the Solari Report had already done this research. So I gave them full credit for everything that they've done here because it's magnificent. It's got different food sources from around, mainly in the United States. But it's got many, it's very well done, very well researched. Everything from co-ops to farmers markets to community supported agriculture to food cooperatives to buyers clubs to food hubs to buyers clubs to you name it. And I get into different agorist marketplaces, financial solutions.
Incidentally, Kent, with what you're talking about too, if people would go to your website, sign up, get on Kent's mailing list and get involved by giving your input into how to grow these cooperatives, because that's what you're trying to do with your website, isn't it?
You know, everybody thinks that freedom.social is a social platform, mainly because of the dot social. It's not. It's a research platform. We've got Freedom Tube, but it's an entire ecosystem to be able to circumvent the slave system and live free. And, you know, all my reports are available there. I've seen this coming for about 5 years now. And, all I do is research. I've turned into a total geek. My friends recently commented, we don't even know you anymore.
I know you still drink a beer now and then, but,
when I get off this call, I'll be drinking a beer. on the financial considerations, everybody out there, speaking for myself only, if we had a representative government, I want to pay taxes because I want to, I love to help people succeed. That's my thing in life. I love to pay it forward because if we're all succeeding, we're all happy, we're all contributing. But what my top thing was of financial considerations is, and I'm not saying to do so, what I'm saying is we collectively, there's that word, we could all consider stopping paying taxes. And if we got 50% of us to go, you know what, until you represent us, until you stop trying to kill us in a multitude of different ways, no. What are you going to do, arrest 175 million people? So,
well, and the thing with that, Kent, is that it isn't the matter of the taxes, because they spend way more money than they get in taxes. Taxes just barely cover the interest, and in tax they don't cover the interest completely. But
really?
But at the same time, if everybody did it, they'd know that the gig is up. You know, they've already, if all the taxpayers in this country said, look, we're on to you guys, we're not going to play the game anymore, what are they going to do? They're going to have to listen, aren't they?
Absolutely. You know, and digitally printing in the last 2 years, 80% of all fiat currency in existence, 80%. Really? Amazing. Well, why do you need taxes for when you could just digitally print money out of thin air and pay for everything? You know, that's why I say it's intentional. You know, I like how Kevin was being very politically and not, he's a fantastic person and I'm not cutting on him, but he was being very politically correct in saying, you know, whether they're doing it intentional or not. Well, I'm not like that. They're intentionally doing it.
Well, sure they are.
Let's just call the duck the duck. And, you know, other than that, the second thing that I said was live life daily and conduct commerce with gold backs. You know, if we all just started using gold backs, you know, we'd be free. Then my next solution is, you know, 5 years ago when I saw this coming, I'm under the impression that you have to fight technology with technology. What they did, and everybody out there, here's another controversial statement, okay? What they did was they tricked freedom-minded software developers, the smartest people in the world, into building out this central bank digital currency blockchain financial system for them, because there never was any Satoshi. It was the intelligence agencies that created Bitcoin, and everything evolved from Bitcoin. Every software, a cryptocurrency blockchain project, and they tricked everybody. And I've been telling everybody this for 5 years. They're tricking you into building this slave system for them. And now it's come full circle. And what I did is I developed the 1776 token with a technological approach to live free. And we're giving out 100 free 1776 tokens to anybody that wants to email me. So if you want to email me, you don't even have to register at freedom.social. You can register at Freedom Social, or you can email me, kent@freedom.social, and just in the subject line, put 100 free 1776. I'll send you a link to download the wallet, and I'll send you 100 free 1776, and you can use the 1776 on localfoods.market to buy food. Okay.
Wow, what a deal.
So the next thing we need to do is immediately get all fiat-based currency out of banks. Pretend you're, you know, anyway, I was going to make a joke, but I'll bypass that. You know, you have to get your money out of the bank, because they're going to collapse it all, and they're most likely going to do bail-ins. And it's better to have, you know, whatever amount of money sitting under your mattress than having it taken away from you. And I would, because of the Pope's announcement, I would speculate, and I could totally be wrong. J. Edward Griffin stopped predicting long ago, but I think we can, Dan Thumper, I think we can safely say that they're potentially taking this all down in October. We're about a month out from everything coming down. And I just noticed today's 9/11. Bless all those people.
Yeah.
And just let me get through this, Dan, and I'll shut my face.
No, love it.
Catherine Austin Fitz says pay with cash. And respectfully, because I've got a lot of respect and admiration for her, I disagree, because fiat-based cash is debt-based currency and will soon have zero value and will soon be gone. I say we must fight technology with technology and develop our own standardization and methodology process for all freedom-minded people and businesses worldwide to universally adopt, along with the blockchain node-based decentralized marketplaces that cannot be shut down. And then my last recommendation is load digital silver and digital intelligence. And I recommend this because it's backed by David Morgan, and David Morgan is a a man of integrity, high intelligence. And if he backs it, I back it. Mm-hmm. So it's called LODE, L-O-D-E.
And I've actually investigated and gotten involved a little bit with LODE myself. And we're going to be doing a program. I mentioned this earlier, but on Brightheon TV on Tuesday afternoon. And so go to brightheon.tv. And that program will be from 3 to 4 p.m. Mountain Time.
Fantastic.
So Brightheon.tv, and it will be live from 3 to 4 p.m. And the folks from LODE are going to be there to talk about the whole program.
Cool. So in technology, everybody out there, so when you look at what they've done, they have created a new standard for the entire financial industry. And what in the world we got drilling here?
I don't know.
Thumper pulled out his drill. But when you look at what they've done, they've created a new standard system in which every bank, every financial institution in the world has to integrate with, okay? And so we'll be in a digital economy, okay? So my number one solution is that we develop our own standardization approach, methodology, and payment process. A decentralized payments API that is universally utilized by businesses and peer-to-peer, person-to-person worldwide, whereby decentralized digital currencies can be added and utilized. Okay. So if we create this new standard system and we all universally adopt it and we do not use theirs, is this going to be easy? No. It's going to be like going back to 1970. But do you want to be a slave or do you want to build things back up the way that we want them? You got a choice. Okay. And in order to do that, we would have to develop also blockchain node-based decentralized marketplaces that cannot be shut down. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that along with Goldbacks and my 1776, our 1776, we basically just tell them, no, we're not going to be, I'm not your slave. Okay. It's up to the people to decide whether you're going to participate in the slave system or you're going to be free. And it's not going to be easy, but you got a choice. And then lastly, anybody out there, if you got a loved one, a friend, maybe you yourself got tricked into taking this jab, this fake vaccine, I've got a bunch of different links on how you can neutralize the effects of the jab. And, you know, if you took the jab, I don't know whether you take one jab and they got you, or I think you have to take multiple jabs so that they can get more of this graphene oxide into people, because I'm not sure if anybody out there has watched Mike Adams' microscopy. If you have seen the columna, what's it called, Dan? Scientific outfit out of Spain that has done the microscopy. But what they're doing, everybody out there, listen to me. They are replacing the entire cardiovascular system of human beings. They're replacing veins, arteries, with nanotubes. Okay. That is, you know, You know, I'm about ready to say it's fact, but I'm not a scientific microscopy expert. All I can do, what I do, you know why I'm correct about 100% of the time, Dan, is because I research and then I connect the dots and then I'm not afraid to tell the truth. They're growing nanotubes in these people. They're, according to the Supreme Court of the United States, they say that if you have done anything to alter your DNA, you're no longer human and no longer eligible for human rights. That is according to the Supreme Court of the United States. What they have done to humanity, disgusting, doesn't even come close to what they have done. People are now, and this is fact, because I can pull out my phone. Everybody out there, download an app called BLE Scanner. It's a Bluetooth scanner. And go out to the street corner and turn that scanner on by a stoplight, by your home. Just turn that thing on as people drive by and they stop at the light. And just see how many different Bluetooth IP addresses you come up with. Okay? You think I'm a conspiracy theorist? Really? And you people out there pushing this quantum financial network, get a clue. Start researching. Don't allow smoke to be blown up your ass. Really? Desra. Oh, fuck you people. Really? I'm done.
Well, that was maybe a bit strong to end with, but I have to tell you, buddy, in my experience, you come up with information that is excellent. It's researched. It covers. It connects the dots. And certainly, we've got to figure out a way to combat this entire system. Because if we don't, we are done. The human race will be a totally different entity. It will no longer be human. It will be a transhuman race. And there will be damn few of us left to even fight because they plan on getting rid of a whole bunch of us.
That is a very, very true and accurate statement. You know, I've got a 7-minute video. So on freedom.social, you can go to Freedom Tube. My channel is called Kent's Daily Red Pill. Here, I'm doing a screen share. Let me show it to you right now.
Okay. Yeah. We've got about 10 minutes left. So,
okay. Let's go off into crazy land and kind of explain to people what we're facing here. Okay. So when I came into the call, you guys were talking about why people won't wake up. Okay. And that is because it's a combination of things. They have literally mastered MK Ultra and put it within the airwaves and they brainwash people. But the biggest challenge that we face moving into the future is that the people that took the jab are now updatable, like an app on a smartphone. That is a fact, okay? This video right here explains that, how it's done, technically how it's done, okay?
Okay, do you want to play it?
No.
Okay.
No, because okay. That one's about, I think it's about 40 minutes long. Here's old Yuval Harari. You know, saying that humans are now hackable animals, quote unquote. So they tell us what they're doing, what they've done. What I wanted to show you was, and here's another video that tells you, you know, what they've done. Here's our buddy G. Edward Griffin and me talking about it. Here's a scientist named Dr. James Giordano. He is a professor at the University of George Washington and another university. And he's telling you, he's doing a presentation at DARPA telling you. This is the video that I was actually referring to. And it's called 2042, a new era for humanity. And they go through from 2021 with people taking the nanotechnology, graphene oxide hydrogel injection. And they go through a sequence all the way to 2045. And this is them telling you what they're in the process of doing. And by 2045, what they've done, okay, everybody out there, I know what I'm talking about. I'm a researcher. I know it sounds far-fetched. I understand that. But this is what they're doing. Mm-hmm. In 2000, when they came out with smartphones, the smartphones have been watching us and using our microphones 24/7, 365. And in Utah, they've got that NSA data center, and they call it the Sentient World Simulation. And they created a digital avatar of every person on Earth that has a smartphone. Okay. And once somebody takes this fake vaccine for a fake pandemic, once they can unlock the neurotransmitters in the mind. And what they do is they use the smartphone as a gateway. And within Obama's brain initiative, remember at the last end of his term, Dan, they invested hundreds of millions of dollars into the brain initiative.
Well, free cell phones for everybody. Yeah.
That was part of it too, because they had to have everybody have a cell phone. Okay. Now, once they activate this nanotech that is, which is the main ingredient within the fake vaccine, with frequencies, they unlock the neurotransmitters in the mind. And then they have a project, got it right here, called the Come on, website, open up for me, please. It's called the, Intrabody Nano Network. Okay, here it is right here. Mm-hmm. Okay, anybody out there that's watching this, okay, pay attention. Okay, now this particular PDF, this entire PDF explains the Intrabody Nano Network. And what they're doing is using the smartphone as a gateway. And if you look at both the Moderna patent and the Pfizer patent on the fake vaccine, what they say is that they're downloading vital signs so that they can remotely administer medications. Yes, that's what I said, remotely. Wow. Okay. Now, what they're able to also do, what it doesn't say in the patents, but what they, like people like Dr. James Giordano explained within their presentations, is they created a simple RESTful API in order to download thoughts. And then they can upload thoughts as well. And that's the reason for 5G and 6G is with the CRISPR, which is part of the nanotech, they can replace memories, they can erase memories, they can control thoughts, and they call it the singularity. I've been talking about this for 4 or 5 years. And again, everybody called me conspiracy theorist and crazy. And I'm like, no, that's what they've done. And so what they're doing is, anybody out there that's ever seen the Star Trek, the Borg, they're creating the hive mind, the collective, mm-hmm. and they call it the singularity. And so why are people not waking up? It's a combination of things. It's MK Ultra within the Tell Live vision. So the best thing anybody out there can do is, if you have to keep a smartphone, keep it in a Faraday bag. Okay. Mm-hmm. Get rid of the smartphone would be the best. just get rid of it, especially if you took the jab, because they're using it to control your thoughts. Yes, they are. They can even modulate the frequency on the computer screen of a laptop, desktop, and change your thoughts. That is a fact. Fact. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So why are people not waking up? Especially, and in conclusion, because we only have 2 minutes left, here's what we're facing in the future. And this is not conspiracy theory. The people that took the jab are now AI mind controlled. Think about this. Mm-hmm. Military. First responders, your neighbor.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen changes in personality of some of the people who have taken the jab. I have. No question.
Everybody says, Kent, you're so negative. And it's like, it doesn't bother me because I've been dealing with, you know, everything, all these different topics for so many years and researching them that, you know, the only thing I can do is pay it forward. I don't do politics at all anymore because there's not a political solution. Mm-hmm. You know, the only thing that we can do is say no. We will not comply. And if we can get the majority of people to create a universally adopted standards for a simple payment system, We can win them. Mm-hmm. We can win this battle. So mm-hmm. Everybody out there, I'm a constitutional patriot. I love what America stood for. And it's up to us to unite and nonviolently say, no, mm-hmm. We're not going to participate. And we're just going to create our own system. It's not going to be easy. But when we do this, we win.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Well, Kent, again, your website is freedom.social. And this program you did today was dynamite. I have to tell you, I've followed a lot of your stuff over the last 3 or 4 years since we first met in Paso Robles, California. And I have to tell you, you're anything but a lunatic. I know people really do think this stuff is far out. It's not. If people paid attention to how far we've gone the wrong direction, if anything, Kent, probably we're understating what the facts are.
Yeah. So, Patrick, how you doing?
Good to see you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, man.
We are out of time. Kent, thank you so much for being our guest today. I want to thank posthumously Kevin Mills for joining us with Goldbacks. And I want to tell our listeners, please tune in on Tuesday for another round of Connecting the Dots. I will have Carl Teichrib on, and we're going to be talking about a lot of the same things we talked about here today, only in a little different sense. So please join us on Tuesday. And with that, thank you. And we'll see you again. And Patrick.
From the lakes of Minnesota
to the hills of Tennessee,
across the plains of Texas, oh, from sea to shining sea,
from Detroit down to Houston,
New York to LA,
where there's pride in every American heart,
and it's time we stand and say.